Bank of Cardiff, this is Olivia.
Olivia, this is David Johnson. You left me a message a few minutes ago.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Let me just pull up. Can I have your business name?
Home Fabric Finishing.
Oh, yes. I just called you.
Yeah, okay. You did. I was on the phone with the president and founder of the company. So.
Oh, okay.
When you got me.
All right.
And I saw I could either listen or cancel your call, and I listened.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of things before you ask me any questions.
Mm-hmm.
When you say pre-approved for up mm-hmm. to $250,000, based on our D&B and some other capital financing that we've had over the last couple of years,
mm-hmm.
I realize that most all of that information is available out there somewhere.
Uh-huh.
But it's a pretty broad statement to me, Olivia,
mm-hmm.
to say that somebody's pre-approved for $250,000. It's unless it's a bait and switch. Now, is this a bait and switch, or is this real?
No, so we're a real bank. We're a business bank, and
No. I'm talking about the offer. What I explained to you, honey, was the offer that you.
Yeah,
are you an honest person?
I am. It's a real offer. So what it is we saw that you back in looks like September of 2014 took out. I think it was the working mm-hmm. capital, and so based on that borrowing history and the UCC filing and your D&B credit mm-hmm. profile, that's where we came up with that figure. But it really just also depends on what you guys are looking for. What are you looking for right now? How much do you need?
Hold on a second, Lydia. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm back. Okay. I'm looking for several different things. I've been with the company since 2002.
Okay.
Not as an employee, but an outsourced CFO service but I work with this business online or at the plant on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of used textile finishing equipment
mm-hmm.
that was appraised back in either the fourth quarter of 2014 or the first quarter of 2015. I'd have to pull them up.
Okay.
I've got them online, and it's used, very used equipment, and the textile
mm-hmm.
finishing business, is that an industry that you would even loan money to since it's a dinosaur?
Okay.
Do you know anything about textile finishing? Or
I don't know
business?
too much about it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So anything you can tell me is great.
Well, I mean, it's we've survived, but big industries that were worldwide, like Burlington and
mm-hmm.
You ever heard of Burlington Industries?
I have not.
Where are you located, hon?
I'm in San Diego.
No wonder. the textile finishing business is on the East Coast, primarily all the corporate offices are up in New York and New York City and in Boston and Maine, up through the Northeast. But all of the plants are run
mm-hmm.
down in the South where labor is cheap and it's not unionized.
Okay, so
and,
all the plants are in the South.
You probably, if you've got on a knit blouse or skirt or dress or cotton today,
mm-hmm.
well, it was probably made in North or South Carolina. It was weaved. It may have been finished over in China or India.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we put a finishing coat on that fabric, on that type of fabric, and numerous other fabrics. Okay.
Okay.
So let's just use a hypothetical, and because I don't want to waste my time nor yours, but you're in the market looking for borrowers,
mm-hmm.
and so therefore you should be more willing to spend time with me than I am with you. But I'm not willing to go on the hoax that we're pre-qualified for $250,000. We did have some working capital loans back in 14. In fact, we had too many of them. They were the type of cash advances that were absolutely the worst thing you could do to try to survive a turndown in business, and we were paying them back daily. And so
we've and then did you pay all of those off? Okay, good, good.
We've wiped all that out except for, well, we paid it off or either we negotiated a settlement.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but you're telling me that there's nothing on the D&B that said, you wouldn't have been calling me if the Dun & Bradstreet was showing that we were in default or had judgments, would you?
Yeah, no, probably, yeah, we wouldn't know if we wouldn't have been calling you.
Okay. So, what we're thinking about doing is the equipment inside those buildings is we're thinking about refinancing it if we can.
Mm-hmm.
And but they have a UCC-1 filing on some of it now.
Mm-hmm.
And we would want to pay those off and have a monthly payment like you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But we would want that equipment filing separate from the loan it's a part of right now, which is the property and the buildings too. Okay.
Okay. So how much?
Is that too complicated?
No. It's not too complicated.
Well, the appraisal back in, let's just say it was early 15.
Uh-huh.
It was, the equipment was appraised for like not just a tad over $1 million, okay?
Okay.
Even though it was used, and it was done by the bank that had it, had the appraisal done by some national appraisal firm that came in and did it.
Okay.
So it's a certified bona fide appraisal, and I could send it to you if I had to.
Mm-hmm.
But what we would be looking for is around $350,000 to $450,000.
Okay. So, and this is basically just to refinance the equipment.
Well, if we refinance the equipment, since we've got it in house, mm-hmm. we would try to pay it off for about half that,
okay.
and then. Do some upgrading and stuff.
Okay, so how much do you need for the equipment, and how much do you need for just a separate? To how much cash do you need?
I don't know yet. I'd have to go through the appraisal, and I'd have to talk to the people who've got the note and the UCC-1s on the equipment.
Okay.
And see how much I list by list how much I could get them to agree to settle for, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't want your underwriters or anybody. You could deal with them later, but I'm going to do the initial negotiating. I'm 71 years old, and I've done this over and over for years. I'm a better negotiator, okay? And that's because it's personal to me. I mean, I've got I've got it. But anyway, it seems like to me that. Your job is to get the facts put together and get the
mm-hmm.
bank statements and whatever. Mm-hmm. You need tax returns, bank statements, financials.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we need is we have a really simple process. It's a one-page application. We get 6 months bank statements, your most recent business tax return, and if you don't have 2015, we could do 2014 along with the extension. And then
I got 2015. I just filed
perfect.
It on the 15th of this year, of this
perfect.
Month.
Perfect. And
okay.
then
what I don't have is the year-to-date 2016 yet. Our software, which was online, housed in our CPA's office about 100 miles from our office, okay? It's where he was mm-hmm. and has been since we've been in business.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tried to hack it and it had to type software in it that shut it down. And it locked everything up. So when he restored the 36 or 37 companies he had on the server, everybody's books restored but Home
mm-hmm.
Fabric Finishings.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some kind of a glitch somewhere in there. But anyway, we've been rebuilding that, and I just got it rebuilt enough and everything reconciled and balanced and the balance sheet right to go ahead and file 2015. But I'm still working on 2016 to get everything. We've continued to operate, so I'm working on getting everything caught up and reconciled through August at least. I've got it through May, but I've got June, July, and August to do in month to date on September. It's just a time-consuming thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, it definitely is. Well, 2015 would be fine, so you wouldn't have to worry about that. What were your gross annual sales last year?
I believe it was $676. If not, it was $716. In that range, this is around $700,000.
Okay. And then we would also need, so the equipment that you purchased, what was it used for? Or what is it used for? Just the finishing?
Textiles? It's used for washing, bleaching, dyeing, and finishing fabrics of all types.
Okay.
Cottons, linens, polyester, canvas, you name it. We can process it.
Perfect.
We can even print on it. One of our customers is John's Manville. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of John's Manville?
It sounds familiar.
I would think so. It's owned by one of the billionaires. The old, I can see his face. Anyway, it's one of the companies he gobbled up. They're in the commercial industrial building products business.
Mm-hmm.
And we print logos on the back, their customers' logos on the back of their stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. You ever seen a building going up, commercial or residential,
mm-hmm.
and when they put the sheeting, the outside sheeting around the building, they mm-hmm. have a logo and the name of, like, DuPont or something
yeah.
like that on it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we print that logo on for John Manville's three of their customers.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
But we're in a glitch. We niche. I mean, we're a niche market.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we've survived, okay? We're not the traditional type textile weaving and knitting and finishing plants have long gone, been moved to India and China and
okay.
Indonesia and places like that.
That makes sense, actually. It seems like a lot is kind of moving outside of the U.S.
It's horrible because they do bedding and sheeting and pillowcase stuff and clothing and ship
mm-hmm.
it back over here. They have no regulations, so when you put it on or sleep in it, it's already full of bed bugs.
Oh, God.
Because our Congress lets them bring it back in here without... See, we have standards that manufacturers have to live by in
mm-hmm.
the USA.
Yeah.
But these people don't have to. And yet they let them, they don't let them slip it. They let them bring it in big, on ships, just ship after ship after ship.
Oh, wow. Wow. Never thought about that. It's going to make me think twice about where I shop.
Well, nobody does. Mm-hmm. Well, just buy made, I mean, you need to buy made in the USA. It's
mm-hmm.
more expensive than made in China, which means we'd put Walmart out of business. Which I wouldn't care, okay?
It would help our economy, right?
well, it would hurt us in a way, but anyway, we're buying inferior products that are look-alikes,
yeah.
but they're not exactly alike because they weren't manufactured under the same standards and coding that U.S. manufacturers are required to do. All that implemented by the same Congress and signed off on by the presidents. It doesn't matter if it's Republican, Democrat, or Independent. They all sign off on it.
So, yeah. It's just kind of the way it goes here, right?
Well, it does as long as we the people don't stand up and say, hey, we've had enough.
Yeah.
It's just a clean house. Send in a whole bunch of new people that don't know what they're doing. and we'd be better off with the crowd up there that they know what they're doing. They're lying in their pockets. That's why they
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, I know.
This country's lying in their pockets.
Yeah, they definitely are.
Yeah.
Send me
an email.
Okay.
And not today, but probably either Thursday, probably by Thursday. I will send you, you send me what your requirements are.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't process any. We don't have a merchant's account. We don't process credit cards. We run mm-hmm. bill and we factor our billings, and our customers pay us either in 15, 30, 45, 60, 90 days.
Okay, so you have like a net. Wow, net 90? Do you run into cash flow problems often?
Well, they pay in 90. I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I always put net 30. We put net 30 on everything.
Oh, okay.
But some of our regular customers have stretched it out to where they pay us in 60 to 90 days now.
Okay. And then another thing too with the equipment that we want to refi, do you have like the original quotes? Because you purchased it when, like you said, last year.
Did what? Did I purchase it when?
Yeah, when did you said you purchased it last year, the equipment?
Last fall? No. No, I didn't say that. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Mm-mm, no. I said the appraisal was done last
fall. Oh, the appraisal was done last fall. Okay.
And I also said it was done by the bank.
Mm-hmm.
It was holding the note that the equipment helped secure, and they also had UCC-1s on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can get the UCC-1s released and get it released from the note for, we just sold a piece of equipment that in the appraisal was $300 and something thousand,
mm-hmm.
and I got the bank to release it for $125,000.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
But think about it. It may be something you don't want to fool with. It's going to be a little complex and complicated. It ain't going to be something you're going to put together in 2 or 3 days. I already know that, all right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll follow up with my team just to make sure that this all falls into what you want, and the monthly payments, the refi, things like that. You're looking for about $350,000 to $450,000. And then I will send you that email, and we'll kind of go from there.
Okay.
Okay, do you have any
email address?
Yeah, it's
You said you had sent me a quote on email, and I apologize, but I do have a lot of emails that I haven't opened because I've been opening the ones that involve the day-to-day operation. And,
okay.
So I may have just overlooked it, but in case I deleted it,
I'll send you another one.
Time to send me another one today, D. Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
At homefabricfinishing.com.
Okay, D. Johnson at homefabricfinishing.com. Perfect.
Is that what you got?
I sent it to David Freeman, actually, so I sent it to the wrong person.
Well, that's why you didn't get a response. He didn't anything like that. I don't know how you dealt with him. He doesn't deal with anything like this.
Definitely the wrong email.
Oh, no, I know why. When you looked up the records on who was on the notes, for those 2014, it would be him. He would
mm-hmm.
be the one that, okay, that's fine. But, anyway, I put it all together, take
okay.
it to him, and he signs, and we do a three-way conversation that he verifies that he's, anyway, I handle all the financial issues and payroll and stuff like that, and he runs the plant.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I will get back to you today and probably follow up with you later in the week to see how things are going.
Yeah, it's going to be Thursday is going to be the earliest that I can respond to you. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. All right. I'll talk to you soon, David.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye.